السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing on with our tafsir of Surah Hujrat, the social etiquette that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in the Surah. Previously, we went over the first six ayats, so inshallah today we'll be doing ayat number 7, 8, and 9. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ayat number 7, He says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, that know this, amongst you is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this right here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing out one of the biggest favors that He has done upon us. Reminding somebody about their favor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this, that do not waste your actions. Whatever actions you do, don't waste them by reminding people that this is what you did for them. I lend somebody money, but then later on I say, remember that time I lent you some money? Remember the time I did this for you? It wastes their action, but in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one of His favors, and He uses the word that I am reminding you of my favor, He says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding you of the favor that He sent a messenger that's from amongst you. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, know that this is the best ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِتُّمْ, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to give you whatever you wished, whatever you desired, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that to you, لَعَنِتُّمْ, matters will become difficult. Your life will become very hard. You may not see it, but it will be hard to control things. The system will break. لَوْ يُتِيُّكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِنْ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِتُّمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a nizam, a system, for a particular reason. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes iman, faith, beautiful for you. وَزَيِّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, and He beautifies it for you in your heart. وَقَرَّهَا إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْإِسْيَانَ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it distasteful, or makes you hate kufr, disbelief, fusuq, defiance and disobedience. وَالْإِسْيَانَ, disobedience. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. Now, in this ayah, if we break down this ayah, there are a couple different things. Number one, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, know amongst you is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, everything that you wish, you can't have it for your own good. For example, if your son says to you, Abba, I want candy, and every time he says, I want candy, you give it to him, it will lead to a tummy ache. It will lead to tooth pain. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, everything that you want, you can't have it. Why? Because it's going to be hard for you. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do for you is that He will make faith, belief, taqwa, tawakkul, beloved to you in your hearts. And He will beautify iman. وَقَرَّ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْإِسْيَانَ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make disbelief, disobedience, and defiance distasteful. He will make you hate it. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ, and whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this for, that person is rightly guided. Now, this leads us to, number one, another verse in place in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if the truth had been accordance to your desires, verily in the heavens and the earth, there would be fasad. If the haq were to be, if we were to decide what the haq is, then if things were to work on the way that we want, then there would be chaos in the skies and the heaven, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a particular nizam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a particular way of doing things. Now, in this next slide, we have this dua that we mentioned, this dua in the month of Ramadan as well. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman. This dua is so, so important. Because this dua makes it so that iman and acting upon iman is beloved to you. The way that sin is beloved to us, the way that sin, there's a joy to it. Doing something that you shouldn't do, there's a joy to that. Here you're saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, make belief, make salah, make, you know, worshipping beloved to me. Give me a kick in it. And the way that I hate something that's bad for me, make me hate kufr in that same manner. You know, the temptations that I have towards sin, eliminate that temptation. The temptation that I have towards missing salah, eliminate that temptation. If a person continues this dua is so important, once again. It can change and it can make worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala easy for you. It can make staying away from sins easy for you. The reality is, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is difficult. Staying away from sins is difficult. These are the two biggest battles that you will fight as a Muslim. But to turn that around, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us this hadith. Make worshipping, make iman, make faith, make everything about Islam. If somebody were to ask you the question, what is it about Islam that you don't like? We can come up with a list. Oh, the fact that music is haram, or the fact that I have to cover, or the fact that I have to, you know, wash my feet at work, or the fact that I can't eat wherever I want, I can't have Whataburger, I can't have this, I can't have that. There are many things that we don't like about our religion because we find it difficult. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, look, this is the dua that you make, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it beautiful, that you enjoy that. That struggle that you go through, that will become beloved to you. And then, kufr, fusuq, wal isyan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ رَاشِدِينَ. In this dua, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make us from those people that are rightly guided. Now, in ayat number 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this right here, it's a fadl min Allah wa ni'mah. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make iman beautiful in your heart, this is one of the biggest fadl. Why? Because then it's easy. Then you're on, yesterday we talked about the people that don't feel like sinning. That nafs is called? Nafsul mutmainna. Nafsul mutmainna, a nafs that is, has itminan and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once this dua happens, that's when you are in that category, and that's a fadl min Allah wa ni'mah. Wallahu alimun hakeem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything, and He is the most wise. Now, ayat number 9, the theme changes. Until now, the first 8 ayahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about your relationship with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the respect that you have for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't raise your voice. Don't call on to him from behind. If he says, do this, then, you know, be okay with it. Everything's not going to work the way that you want it. But ayah number 9, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the topic, and now it's about more how to interact with one another. وَإِنْ طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اتَّقَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا فَإِنْ بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ فَاءَتْ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَأَقْسِطُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Now, this ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are two groups amongst the believers that are clashing. Then there's a way to make a settlement between those two. But if one of them oppresses the other, then stop the oppression. Fight up and speak up the person that is oppressing the other. Right? So until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's obedience and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rule applies. If it returns, then make settlement between these two, make a truce between these two groups, but do it in a just and a fair manner. بِالْعَدْلِ وَأَقْسِدُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people that are just. Now this tells us when there are two groups that kind of clash. What we usually like to do is pull out the popcorn. If there are two groups in the masjid that go at one another, this should be fun. We sit back and we watch. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says, when you see this, be a person that brings people together. Now at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, there are two narrations for the reason of revelation for this hadith. One narration says that the Aus and Khazraj tribes, they got into an argument about something and they started clashing with one another to the point that they picked up branches from the date palm trees and slippers and they were about to hit one another. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this ayat saying that, you want, calm them down. Now, within this ayat, there's a beautiful point that if one of them still is oppressive, then stand up to the oppressor. Many small points here. This ayah is saying that if two Muslims groups and one of them is oppressor, stand up to the oppressor. But what if one of them is not Muslim and they're oppressing? Then you should definitely stand up. And you should definitely put an end to the oppression. You know, it was the battle of Uhud. In the battle of Uhud, one of the companions, Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala, he had this turban, this red turban, and he would tie it on his head. And he would do this march and this, like, with all due respect, like a war dance. You get the, in New Zealand, how they do the war cry. He was doing this, and one of the companions complained to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, isn't this prideful, what he's doing? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that to have pride against the oppressors is the one place where that's permissible. To put them down. If in that moment you're like all humble, then they're going to continue their oppression. In one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Unsur akhaka zaliman aw madhlum." Help your brother if they are the one that's oppressing or if they're the one that's being oppressed. And we understand how to oppress the one that's being oppressed. And the companions ask, Ya Rasulullah, how are we supposed to help the one that's oppressing? And the Prophet ﷺ says, by putting it into it. By stopping him from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here the Prophet ﷺ, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if one of them is oppressive, put it into it, but do it until the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reigns once again. And if they return, even then, be just. Don't show your bias. Why? Because you were oppressive. Now I'm going to show my bias against you. Being fair and being just, as common sense as it may sound, the reality is, in our society, it's not. We always take bias. This is my opinion, and my opinion matters. Everybody else is wrong. And this is, unfortunately, the way that we were taught Islam. This is how I pray with the three rakats, and anybody else is wrong. I'm biased towards it. And in my masjid, that's the only way that somebody's going to pray. Nobody else is going to pray in any other way. My son, Muhammad, he's praying salah, and he raises his hand, and he goes into ruku. He says to me, why don't you do that? And I said, this is how I pray. Should I stop? No, carry on. You know, if that's the way they teach you at school, then go ahead. I'm not going to be biased in here and say, no, no, you have to do it my way. It's my way or the highway. It's okay. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching us this, that wherever you can, be just. Put your bias to a side, and that may be, once again, a very tough pill to swallow. Because that means to lower yourself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the second story that happens here, there was a man from the Ansar, his name was Imran, and his wife, she wanted to visit her family, and he said, no, I'm not going to let you. And he locked her in the house. She sent message to her family that I'm not allowed to come and visit you, And they turned around and said, what? You're not going to let her come to our house? They brought the gang. They went to her house to bring her out. And his family then brought the gang. And now there was this going to be this clash between these two groups of Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses. وَإِنْ طَحِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا. If you have two groups of Muslims that are clashing in this manner, whether it was Aws and Khazraj or whether it was Imran and his family, his wife's family, the Prophet ﷺ is instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that learn to make truce between two people. Wherever you can, instead of sparking the flame some more, instead of, you know, later on in this surah, we're going to talk about gossiping. And gossiping is sparking that flame, lighting the flame. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if there is a fire, distinguish it. Forget about lighting that fire and causing two people to hate one another, that, oh, Sheikh Sulaiman said this about you and Brother Ajay said this about you. Instead of causing that friction, if there is something, calm them down. You know, one time we were in the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there were two people that got into it. You know, one person, I can't remember what it was. Something small. And they got into it really upset with one another. And they're about to go at it. And this brother comes, puts his hand on both of them and says, Sallu ala Nabi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Says, send peace and blessing upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They both said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and hugged one another. And that's it. And this is what you understand. Sometimes the companions got into it. They were humans. Sometimes they had altercations. But they were very easy to put away and move forward. So then this is what the Prophet is teaching us here, that when طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَاقْسِطُوا. So looking at the three verses, number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Know that the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is amongst you. And if he were to, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to give you everything that you wished, if the matters were to be based off of your accord, then matters become difficult. You know, Imam Sheikh Shahrawi, he mentioned this hadith, and it kind of connects into here. He says, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh Muhammad, would you like to judge your ummah? Would you like to judge your ummah? Decide who goes to Jannah, decides who goes to Jahannam. When I heard Sheikh Shahrawi saying this, I said to myself, please tell me the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said yes. I hope the Prophet said yes, and the Prophet said no. And then he continues on the reason why the Prophet then says, how can I be more merciful than you when you are Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahimin? I know that you will have more mercy than me upon my ummah. So understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way is the best way, whether you understand it or not. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes you, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيْنَوْ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَقَرَّ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْإِسْيَانِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this for you, then you're rightly guided. In the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَةً. This is a ni'mah. This is a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a blessing. And wallahu alim al-hakim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledgeable and the most wise. In the last ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if there are two groups of people, there are Muslims and they're fighting with one another, you know, make a settlement, make a truce. But if one of them still oppresses the other, then fight against the one that's oppressing until they stop, until the amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevails. But after this, when you come to make a settlement between the two, do it with justice. Eliminate the bias. Be fair. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves people that are just, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves people that are fair. So inshallah, we'll go ahead and wrap up here. Inshallah, on Tuesday, we'll carry on with ayah number 10, 11, and 12. Jazakallah khair.